During Walter Mondale's run for presidency in 1984, he tapped Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro as his vice presidential running mate. This was the first time a woman had been on the ticket of either major political party. Mondale says they broke a barrier then, but he also says Hillary Clinton moved it along much further this election.
She proved that a woman can be a strong candidate. As a matter of fact, I think people got comfortable with a woman running for president. We haven't had that before. Certainly, people could see that she was strong enough to be president, tough enough to be president, and she had the intelligence to handle these issues and stand up to the best. Even though she didn't win, I think that's moved the public perception.
Mondale backed Clinton, but now supports Obama. The former vice president won't say who he thinks Obama should nominate as his running mate, but he says Obama can strengthen his credentials by the choice he makes.
It'd be helpful if they looked for people that had backgrounds in international relations and national security issues. I think he's very strong in those issues, but Americans are anxious and concerned, as they should be, about the dangerous world. And they wanted to be sure their president is ready for that.
Mondale was a surprise vice presidential pick in 1976 by then Democratic presidential nominee Jimmy Carter. In Duluth, Vanessa Feltus, Wisconsin Public Radio.